Bristol Rovers, I think, will always have a little bit of a special place in Stanley fans' hearts after last season, going there and got the win that ensured that you'd stay up last season. Where does that rank in terms of what you've achieved in your career? How did that feel to go down there, get that win and know you were safe?
Oh, it was great. It was brilliant. I've thoroughly enjoyed it since the moment I signed last year. I enjoyed myself, and I wasn't working at that particular time, and I was training on my own, and I was a little bit down in the dumps. I'm sure you could ask my wife what I was like to live with at that point in time, but Liam gave me the opportunity, and I signed a short term deal, as you know, and then I became part of something, and I signed till the end of the season because I didn't want to let Accrington Stanley down as a club, and I didn't want to let my friend down, Liam, who'd given me such a good opportunity. But as you say, the experience of last year ranks among the best experiences in my career and in my life, because we were in a relegation battle, but the things that you see and the experiences that you go through as a team and individually, it was something very special. And you know, I've done some quite special stuff in my career, and I've seen huge highs and some massive lows, but that ranks up there with the best of the experiences I've had in my life.
Are you starting to recreate that spirit and that togetherness and that ability to be in the game all the time and not let teams get away from you now?
Yeah, well, I believe that people have watched us, and bar the Newport game and the first game of the season, we've only lost a game by the odd goal. And no one's turned us over, no one's battered us in a game, and I believe that in a funny sort of way, even though we've been losing games, it sort of gives the lads confidence when I tell them, you know, they're just concentrating on they've been beaten, or that's the be all and end all for them. But for me, the performances and periods in the game where we're in the game, and we need to capitalise on good periods of pressure and stuff like that. That's all positive for me. And as you'll have gathered by my interviews, I'm a positive person. And people keep saying, "Oh, why is he always so positive?" And I think them sort of people are beginning to see the signs of what I'm talking about and what I've been talking about for the last 4 months since I've been in charge.